How did I get into art? I think, like many artists, I had this from the childhood. Since I was a very quiet child, I would always sit in the corner or somewhere, and to amuse myself, I would draw, or yeah, just I was often in my own world. So later on, actually, I didn't. My first choice was not to become an artist, because this was just something more personal for me. I wanted to be a scientist, a chemist. But then, when I was in the program, I realized that this program is too structured for me. And in the college, the art department seemed much more open and interesting, with interesting people. So in the middle of my course, I changed from chemistry and I tried to make to study art. I realized that what I was interested in when I was 13, 14 years old, in my science classes, I used to make small drawings, geometric drawings, and my notebooks, you know, and this was very fascinating for me, because I always remembered this, and much later, my work still deals with the same things that I, as a child, I was interested in, you know, without conscious efforts on my side, on my part. I realized that I carried actually what was interesting to me, or what I found fascinating as a child, to later more mature years with me, and I try to still work with the same things, just a little bit more mature and more with more craftsmanship. When I was a child, it was just with pencils or colored pencil, and you know, I didn't have any concept about it. So yeah, it's interesting. I always, inside of me, I guess I was always the same, so I didn't have an idea that to be an artist is something different. Actually, I just tried to be more and more myself. At the very beginning, I didn't study painting. I studied ceramics, and since I moved around a lot, I couldn't do it, you know, clay, and so I decided to make drawings and painting. So from the beginning, I was more interested in geometric paintings, you know, nothing to do with patterns, actually. Something like this, more simple, just geometric shape that I would paint. But then, since 2013, I started working with grids, and I got interested in repetition. But the way I work is that I make the grid by hand, and then while I'm making on this gridded paper, when I look down, then the patterns actually develop. So by doing, I make them. I don't have the idea before in my mind, you know. So this is like a very process oriented work. I need to prepare myself for these things to come true. But it's a very spontaneous thing that I can actually make this work the way they are. They spontaneously happen, and they are geometric, so it's, yeah. At first, I was not paying very much attention, but some people who saw my work later, they told me that, oh, this is very interesting, that these are very similar to patterns from Islamic world. And I thought, oh, how interesting, of course, yeah. Beside me being, as a child, drawing these geometric things in my notebooks, of course, I also come from Iran. And interestingly, this is some sort of a heritage that I brought with myself unconsciously, and I'm developing it somehow, you know.